Let us begin, as we begin all prayer, by reminding ourselves that we are in the holy presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I pray that you unlock my heart, that I might be fully alive to my true identity in you. Give me clear revelation to see myself the way you see me. Help me to stand in your truth, to relish in your love, and to open my heart with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Well, retreat family, here we are at the end of our retreat and at the resurrection of Christ. Can I get an alleluia? Alleluia! I pray your Easter is as bright and joyous as Christ's resurrection. And at the end of the spiritual exercises, St. Ignatius has one final move. Some call it the contemplatio. Others call it the contemplation to attain the love of God. I call it the contemplation on God's love. We call this a contemplation because we are entering into prayer through our imagination. This method of contemplation is very Ignatian, and whether you realize it or not, we have been doing this method of prayer the entire time throughout this whole retreat. So we are using our imagination to enter more deeply into God's love for us. This contemplation on God's love is the final exercise of the spiritual exercises. Ignatius intended it to be the climax of the process of deepening a relationship with God that takes place during a retreat. And this contemplation is the only exercise designed to be moved around. All the exercises of the spiritual exercises are designed in a particular way to be done in a specific order. But the contemplation on God's love is flexible, and oftentimes was offered at the end of the first week, if the first week was the whole experience of the retreat, like what we are doing together. And what have we done together? We have explored the question, who do you say I am? We have considered all of creation, the beauty of the world, the awe of humanity. Who do you say I am? One of God's beautiful and intentional creations. We have come to understand that with all of this wonderful and magnificent creation, we have one goal in life, to want and to choose what better leads to God's deepening God's life in me. I want more of God's love, and I want God's love to be deep within my heart and deep within my soul. Who do you say I am? One of God's beautiful and intentional creations, given everything in freedom and in love by God. But then we uncover what we tend to do with God's love. We saw how God's creation, angels, the first humans, and then all of humanity, could not see creation as God's love for us. Instead, we think we don't need God's love. Instead, we think we could go about living our lives on our own terms. We, you and I, have also added to the sinful history of humanity. And God loves us anyway. God continues to give and to give and to give regardless of our sins or the sins of the whole world. So who do you say I am? One of God's beautiful and intentional creations, given everything in freedom and in love by God. And though I am a sinner, I know I am loved by God. But we are not alone. We can go to God. We can go to God accompanied by Mary. We could go to God accompanied by Mary and Jesus, and we can tell God what we have done by way of our sins. And God will show us mercy and redemption. Who do you say I am? One of God's beautiful and intentional creations, given everything in freedom and in love by God. And though I am a sinner, I know I am loved by God. And I am invited into God's mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. It is God's ongoing mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and love that we realize how amazing and truly unconditional God's love actually is, and that life, here and now, and way after, is astoundingly more when we include God, rather than thinking we can go about life on our own terms without God. Who do you say I am? One of God's beautiful and intentional creations, given everything in freedom and in love by God, and though I am a sinner, I know I am loved by God. I am invited into God's mercy, compassion, and forgiveness in such a way that I never want to lose sight of God's loving goodness. Taking all this in, I can't help but wonder, what am I doing for Christ? What have I done for Christ? What ought I do for Christ? Who do you say I am? One of God's beautiful and intentional creations, given everything in freedom and in love by God. And though I am a sinner, I know I am loved by God. I am invited into God's mercy, compassion, and forgiveness in such a way that I never want to lose sight of God's loving goodness, which causes me to move from my head to my heart to my feet, all of me working together. And now, all I can do is stand in gratitude for all that God has given me. Even on the hardest days, God continues to give. Even when I am at my worst, God continues to bless. On top of all the beauty and goodness, God continues to grace me with everything. So who do you say I am? I am one of God's beautiful and intentional creations, given everything in freedom and in love by God. And though I know I am a sinner, I know I am loved by God. I am invited into God's mercy, compassion, and forgiveness in such a way that I never want to lose sight of God's loving goodness, which causes me to move from my head to my heart to my feet, all of me working together, because I know love given is only possible by love received. And love received enables a deeper and more complete ability to give without reserve. And this entire retreat leads us to Ignatius's prayer, the Suscipe. One might even say the Suscipe is a kind of vision statement, a vision statement to allow the knowledge given to us in prayer to find expression in service. And here is the prayer. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will, all that I have and call my own. You have given it all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen. Again, the Suscipe is a kind of vision statement. A vision statement to allow the knowledge given to us in prayer about God's love to find expression in service. The contemplation on God's love is built around this prayer. Now, what is the contemplation on God's love? It is a lengthy exercise, so take it slowly and intentionally. And it has a series of prompts to engage your head, your heart, and your gut. The full contemplation can be found in the resource materials below, but in brief, this is the contemplation on God's love. First, you begin by seeing yourself standing before the throne of God with the angels and saints as they pray for you. Second, you then make a petition or name a grace you're seeking. Third, you then recall all that God has given to you. And then fourth, when you feel ready, you pray the Suscipe prayer. Next, You contemplate the truth that God dwells in all things. But after you do that, you contemplate how God especially dwells in you. And after that contemplation, after contemplating God's indwelling, you pray the Sushupe prayer. Now, you contemplate how God actively works in you and for you. Then, you pray the Sushupe prayer once again. Finally, you consider the divine attributes of God, like mercy, redemption, compassion, and so on, giving your gratitude for these divine attributes in your life. Then you pray the Sushupe prayer one final time. And this time you pray it in the deepest and most selfless way you have ever prayed it so far. This entire contemplation deepens our understanding of God's immense and selfless love for us. And knowing this, we are invited to return this love. Take the time to read through the entire contemplation in the reflection materials below. And finally, if you feel moved, listen to Take, O Lord, and Receive by Lorraine Hess, or With Every Act of Love by Jason Gray, or All My Praise by Ryan Ellis. I want to thank you for joining the Jesuit Post for this Lenten retreat. I pray the seeds planted in your hearts these past 40 days will root and shoot forth buds and blossoms of deeper faith, deeper hope, and deeper love in Christ Jesus. There are so many people and mentors I would like to thank, and they know who they are, but I would be remiss if I didn't give one significant shout out to Deacon Tucker Redding, the man behind the camera. And he's right here, and he's editor-in-chief of the Jesuit Post. What I have shared with you would not have come alive or been available to you if it were not for Tucker's vision, imagination, and talents. We have been accustomed to closing our time by praying the Glory Be. But this time, as we conclude our retreat, let us pray the Hail Mary. Perhaps without Mary's yes, we would not have Jesus to love, to praise, and to follow. And as always, all reflection materials can be found in a downloadable PDF below. So with that, let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.